Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So let's talk about burgers. There are lots of people who love a good burger, and in Singapore, we're lucky to have so many burger joints to choose from. So how about this? Would you like to try and eat a burger filled with real truffle? We're going to be finding out a bit about that right now. You can have a burger like that. A Burger Plus. It serves gourmet burgers with premium ingredients such as US imported beef, fresh avocado, and of course, like I said, truffles. But don't be fooled by its name. The restaurant also serves Korean style fried chicken, Korean burgers, and Korean ice cream, as well as fries and milkshakes. And they're committed to delighting their guests with a quality food experience, freshly served from their kitchen straight to your heart. So it is, of course, F&B Friday, one of our favorite times in the week. And we're going to be asking, how did the idea of Korean fast food join like this come about? We have on the line with us Mike Luo. He's the marketing manager of Burger Plus. Hey, good morning and happy Friday, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you with us on the Breakfast Huddle. So first of all, tell us a little bit more about Burger Plus, because it's a little bit different. It's a Korean fast food joint. You don't just do burgers. It's something special.
Yeah. So Burger Plus is a day-to-night Korean burger joint. We have the largest Korean fast casual burger bar that serves up traditional recipes complemented with premium ingredients. So it starts at 8 every day with sweet savory breakfast toast to chimek together with our exclusive self-brewed beers and Korean cocktails. All the way till 3 p.m., we serve hearty burgers on Fridays and Saturdays.
So what was your inspiration behind it?
Burger Plus was birthed from Labor of Love by founder Daniel Koh and co-founder Lee Mi-hyun's creative food inspiration from her Korean heritage and tireless R&D efforts.
So what I want to know is then, what's your best-selling item on your menu? Because you've got so much on your menu, and I don't want to just assume that it's burgers.
So the first one will be a Korean bulgogi burger, then followed by cheeseburger. And then we move over to the chicken section. It will be the Yamyeong Korean fried chicken.
And is that consistent, like, all the time? Or do you find that it changes with the seasons? Or do Singaporeans just have an appetite for those dishes in particular?
I think it's more or less the same, because all these are our trademarks. They are like the must-try items because they represent the heart of our brand.
So let's talk about how Burger Plus is different from other burger joints. Of course, we've got so many to choose from here in Singapore. And the fact that you are a Korean burger joint, how is that different from an American burger joint? What would be my experience?
Let's talk about the diners team instead, because these days, more people relate Korean food and its cuisine very much to the K-pop culture that swept the globe by storm. Our team, with its colorful neon lights, pumping K-pop beats and music vibes, creates a swanky, stylish interior. So we want to draw our guests into this vibrant space, creating an Instagrammable heaven for a memorable night out in town for them, which is perfect for that hashtag OOTD shot.
You know what? In F&B Friday, I've heard that a few times about how everything should be Instagrammable these days. Mm-hmm. When did you pick up on this, and how important is this Instagram phenomenon to you?
Well, these days, people are using Instagram more. So in a way, it's free marketing for us if we have our interior design built up very nicely.
All right, let's talk about then your products, because, you know, you have to make sure that they're fresh. How do you manage that here in Singapore in such a humid climate?
So we import our products daily. We do our products freshly from our central kitchen. And when we are down inside the kitchen, we only prepare the food upon we receive and every order.
You know, we don't often talk about the kind of R&D that goes into making a lot of these great dishes. Do you get involved in that? And what are the kind of items that on your menu that suit Singaporeans' taste buds?
Well, I believe everything on the menu suits Singaporeans' taste buds, because after all our R&D efforts, we find it is a good fit for everyone.
Well, speaking of everyone, right? So there's a rising culture of vegetarians and vegans here in Singapore. I am a vegetarian. If I wanted to come to Burger Plus, what options would I have?
We have the mushroom burgers or the veggie burgers.
I've been having a big debate with the team about the idea of French fries in a burger bun, but that's a whole different show in itself. This is a very British thing. Yeah. But, you know, what in terms of the different technologies that are around meat? So, for example, we've got these things like Impossible Meat and Beyond Burgers, all of these different options. Are you going to innovate further?
Well, we see market trends increasingly, and more emphasis is being placed on these meat-free alternatives and rising topic of sustainability. It is certainly the pipeline as we are exploring the possibilities. But who knows, we might work with them one day.
Actually, I wondered about that. So sustainability was a big part of the budget this week and the amount of money that's being put towards it. It's something all businesses are having to think about. When you think about sustainability, how are you trying to roll out more green options, not just in terms of the food, but in terms of, you know, your staffing, but also the equipment that you use?
We are in the midst of planning right now, but there's still no concrete process as we speak of. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about the future of Burger Plus. What's next for you guys?
Our goal is to constantly remain relevant on the fast shifting F&B industry. We'd like to carve a name for ourselves as a hit place to be and be seen, to be well-loved by locals and expats alike. We're also looking to expand and more outlets to be expected in the near future. Well, as we speak, we are also in the midst of exploring overseas market opportunities to bring our brand to the next level internationally. Yeah.
When you talk about internationally, will you be opening a branch in South Korea or other places in Asia?
Yes, South Korea, definitely. And then some other place in maybe Europe or Middle East.
Okay, definitely exciting times, Mike. We are speaking to Mike Luo. He's the marketing manager at Burger Plus. Mike, thanks so much for your time this Friday. I think we're all in a thank goodness it's Friday mood, but it was great to have you with us on F&B Friday. And, you know, I encourage everyone to go check it out, Burger Plus. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.